considering the difficult season it's been, it was an excellent performance by your men. They gave it everything.
Oh, absolutely, right to the very end. And I said that to them at the end, that they run themselves to a standstill, and pretty much we were still running right to the very final whistle. And you know, our fitness held up well, considering, like, you know, there has been a few issues just getting players with one thing and another, with COVID and whatever. But yeah, you can't ask for any more. You can only ask to do your very best, and that's what they've done there today. I don't think the score maybe was a bit unfair to us. Maybe it was a closer match than possibly that, and maybe a couple of big scores in the second half for Donegal gave them a bit of a caution, and we were always maybe chasing it after that.
A point ahead at the win, but it probably wasn't enough with the strength of that breeze you had to play into in the second half.
Yeah, possibly wasn't, but the breeze wasn't overly strong. It was a kind of crossfield as well. But yes, we probably could have a few more scores in the first half. Maybe should have been in with maybe a few more points. But look, we were happy enough going in. We were a point up. We were in a game. We were playing some good hurling, and that was the important thing. We were sticking to what we talked about and how we wanted to play, and that was good. And okay, as I said, there maybe the two goals Donegal got in the second half come fairly fairly sharp and fairly quick after other, and give them a bit of a cushion. So it was a bit of an uphill struggle from that. And obviously, maybe we were chasing the game a bit and maybe forced it a bit towards the end, which, you know, means that you might be looking for goals and maybe we could have took a few more points. But look, that's the way. It's a learning curve, and we have a lot of young, good young lads there have come into the panel, as I say, into the team, and that's really encouraging.